tell us about Fanny Hurst.
My least favorite. Fanny Hurst is the character in this book who most exemplifies for me a white woman who comes into Harlem really for her own advantage and truly for her own purposes. So she is there principally to write Imitation of Life, which is, I think most people know as a movie rather than as a novel. And she's there largely because of her friendship with Zora Neale Hurston, always one of the most uneven friendships in American interracial literary history.
Really?
Yep. It was always a friendship in which Zora Neale Hurston called her Miss Hurst, lifelong, and Fanny always called her Zora. And Fanny Hurst was very patronizing. And her idea for Imitation of Life was given to her by Zora Neale Hurston on a road trip. And Hurst is sitting in the back seat while Hurston drives the entire time. She sits in the back seat like something out of Driving Miss Daisy, right? But it's Driving Miss Hurst.
And the book was a blockbuster hit.
Blockbuster.
But it contained a lot of stereotypes and a lot of black dialect. And
exactly.
Her friends in Harlem felt betrayed by the book.
Well, now, it was a blockbuster for white readers.
Right.
Almost everything Fanny Hurst did was a blockbuster. I mean, in terms of sales, we have to remember Fanny Hurst was the Stephen King of her day. She was the best-selling author of her time.